Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Yes, you have to fill the ranks, but if you fill the ranks deceptively, first of all, people aren't going to stay. Is your first problem, right? And second, you may not be getting the people that you really need. That's a national security issue there.
And I will tell, just to interrupt, I will tell you those were both problems that I routinely brought up and that other recruiters could not care less about.
Because they don't care. And that's why this is an issue for, and maybe it's a larger issue for the military profession itself to then say to this community, just like we're saying to the SEALs or special forces, yeah, we know that you guys think you can behave like this, but the rest of us are like, no, you can't. And so there may come a conversation where you have to clean house or we have to reconceptualize how recruiters engage in their work.
Like 2018, the Navy especially, and the Navy's been more open with about like the number, how much money it's spending. They buy this Super Bowl ad. And they do not get the return on it as far as recruiting goes that they had gotten in previous years. And they realize, okay, we've got to make some changes, right? Kids aren't watching sports, not even the Super Bowl like they used to. We're spending all this money on places, you know, like football games and NASCAR. And it's just not bringing us recruits anymore. Where are kids? They're all online. They start purchasing digital ads on YouTube. And all the different branches kind of start working on getting on Twitch. And for people in the audience who aren't aware, Twitch is a service where you play video games for an audience online. So you're playing Call of Duty or League of Legends or whatever, and you're in the bottom right-hand corner of the screen talking and engaging with the audience, and people fill up a chat room and can talk to you. Okay. And so, in 2019, a lot of these teams kind of soft launch, and the Navy has one, the Army has one, the National Guard and the Air Force have one. It is the Navy and the Army that have been the most in the news and have been the most active online. Air Force and National Guard are kind of struggling to get started. And so what happens is Discord, which is this service that lets people talk to each other online, it's just another chat service, typically for gamers, has a brand account, and it's talking about itself on Twitter like brand accounts do. And the U.S. Army esports team replies to it, and it makes a little heart emoji and does a little cute face. And for whatever reason, that interaction on Twitter between the U.S. Army esports team and Discord is where most, I would say, gamers or the extremely online people went like, hey, wait, the U.S. Army has an esports team?
I had everything from kids that came up and just genuinely wanted to know about what war was like because they, hey, I'm thinking about joining the military. And they weren't sarcastic questions or anything like that. It was like, hey, I really want to know a little bit more about this. But then you also had the people that would come up everywhere from 16, 17-year-old kids to adults who'd be like, hey, so what was it like the first time you murdered a baby? And like stuff like that. And you're like, okay, obviously we're not talking in good faith here. So I'm not going to really. And the response is just, I've never murdered a baby that I can recall. if you want to talk about anything else in my experience, I'd love to talk about things that I have actually done. I think that's the way that you approach these things, even in an online environment. Now, as far as these guys not being actual recruiters, these guys probably aren't going to actual military recruiter school. They probably don't have the MOS of a recruiter or detailed in that regard. And they're not responsible for literally putting people into the military as far as like making mission and stuff like that. What these guys are doing is what is part of the recruiting process is called shaping operations. And that's literally, I just quickly, just to make sure I'm on top of this, I pulled up the definition of it on army.mil. That is a create and preserve conditions for the success of the decisive operation. The actual recruiter who is making like the hard sell and like, hey, I want to go put you in the Army, that's the decisive operation. What's going on here is the shaping operation.
Hello, War College listeners. What you've just heard is our second premium episode, a roundtable discussion that seeks to answer the question, why is the U.S. military suddenly playing a lot of video games? The U.S. Army, Navy, and National Guard and Air Force have all launched esports teams and are trying to cultivate an audience online. Why? I sat down with U.S. Naval War College Ethics Chair Pauline Shanks Corinne and former Army Ranger and recruiter Marty Scovlin Jr. to try to answer that question. This preview is about 4 minutes. Our entire conversation ran about an hour. If you would like to hear it, just go to angryplanetpod.com and sign up. For $9 a month, you get access to 2 premium episodes every month. Again, that's angryplanetpod.com to sign up. I just wanted to take a moment to thank the listeners as we've transitioned from War College to Angry Planet. Jason, Kevin, and I think we're doing great work, and we hope you're enjoying the premium episodes. We've got some great conversations coming up. The support has been overwhelming, and we're so happy that so many of you have already signed up for the bonus episodes and that you're happy with what we've provided so far. Again, if you want access to those, just go to angryplanetpod.com and subscribe for $9 a month. We'll be back a little later this week for our free episode, which is a conversation with Rick Perlstein that's all about the enduring political and cultural legacy of Ronald Reagan.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.